Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More magistrates continue to resign in North Carolina because of their refusal to participate in same-sex marriage ceremonies. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, so far we know of 16 magistrates that have resigned or retired since court rulings have opened the door for so-called same-sex unions or marriage in that state. 10 of those who left the position did so because conducting same-sex ceremonies, they said publicly, would violate their faith. Now, Liberty Counsel is representing some magistrates, and we are about ready to defend them by filing a proactive lawsuit, arguing that they have a First Amendment constitutional right of conscience and free exercise of religion, and we want to resist this tyranny because, Matt, this is what's here. This is not hypothetical. You know, it's no longer a situation where these kinds of things are happening in Europe. That's where you saw some of these stories some time ago, or in Canada. It's right here in the United States of America.
And there is so much here, Matt, that is just unconscionable. First of all, that a handful of unelected judges would arbitrarily, with no historical precedent or grounding, with no court or constitutional grounding, with no reason whatsoever other than an opinion, a changing opinion, putting their finger to the political winds, would overturn the will of millions of North Carolinians. That is in itself is bad enough, but now that these magistrates would be forced to violate their conscience, to pretend along with everybody else that a man can marry a man or a woman can marry a woman, and to affirmatively bless and participate in something that is rooted in the sin of Sodom and homosexual behavior, that they would be forced to violate their conscience here is not only unconstitutional, it's unconscionable, it's wicked that they would be forced to do this. And my hope is that instead of just throwing in the towel and resigning, that these magistrates around the country, as this becomes more and more prevalent, would stand firm and say, no, you know what? I'm going to continue to do my job as my job has always been defined, and that is to perform marriages as marriage has always been defined.
Yeah, I think you're right. In fact, we have issued a press release and a statement called Stand Your Ground. We're asking for whether it's these magistrates or anyone else, the baker, the photographer, the bed and breakfast, the Catholic Charities or any other adoption facility, to stand your ground. This is an intolerant agenda. We can't allow them to just simply bowl over the rest of the people of the United States with this immoral agenda of homosexuality, same-sex activity, and other sexually aberrant kinds of activity, and to not respect people's conscience and free exercise of religion. They say, and we knew it was a ruse, we said it was, that they just want tolerance. They never have wanted tolerance. And this shows what they really want. They want to dominate. They want any opposing view to be silenced. They just don't want you silenced, Matt. They want you punished. If you're a magistrate, they want you not to just be silent and hold your two cents. They want you to be terminated, or they want you to be forced to participate. If you're a baker, they want you to bake the cake for them and participate in their sin. Or if you're the photographer or whatever it might be, they want you to participate, to actively affirm and applaud their immoral behavior. And if you don't, you will be punished, either losing your job, being terminated, go through sensitivity training, being fined, and so forth.
Yeah, these sexual anarchists, leftists, you know, they went from saying, hey, just leave us alone, we just want to be left alone in our own bedroom, to saying, hey, we just want to be tolerated, to saying, no, we insist that you affirm our relationships, to saying, if you don't affirm our relationships, we're going to insist that your livelihood be taken away, your ability to earn a living, the baker loses his bakery, the photographer, the wedding photographer is shut down, or the magistrate is forced to either resign or stand in defiance of some arbitrary judicial fiat here, which is what we're talking about here. What would have happened, Matt, if Martin Luther King Jr. had just stood down and said, no, you know, I can't participate in all of this. I'm just going to remain silent. I'm going to resign and go on my way. It's commendable that these magistrates and these bakers and many of these people are taking a stand and saying, no, we will not participate. I would just suggest to take it to the next level. Say, not only am I not going to participate, I'm not going to quit. You're going to have to come after me. You're going to have to fire me. You're going to have to jail me. That's what Martin Luther King did in defending civil rights, and this is about civil rights.
It is. In fact, if Martin Luther King Jr. had just simply decided to compromise his values or remain silent, we would never have had the civil rights movement. Or, you know, Rosa Parks, if she had decided to just kind of bite her tongue one more time and go to the back of the bus like people were telling her, we wouldn't have had the story of Rosa Parks and what that means to the overall civil rights movement. Right now, I think where we are is a civil rights revolution that we're in the midst of. And it's not the homosexual agenda, because you can't elevate sexually immoral behavior to the level of race or religious freedom as a civil right. It has been historically condemned as immoral. It has been historically, throughout Western civilization, been considered a crime against nature. The fact of the matter is, you can't take something that has been so historically thought of and elevate it to this preferred level and then force everyone to applaud it without resistance. I think what we need are people who are willing to resist. These magistrates, and we will represent those who have a collision with their free exercise of religion, their faith, their biblical values, their conscience, will represent you. We can't do it, however, if you voluntarily walk off the job. You shouldn't voluntarily walk off the job. You should stand your ground, stand your post, whether you're a magistrate or whatever your profession. When that battle comes to you, you need to stand your ground. I think more and more people, Matt, are going to see this, and they already are, intolerant agenda, and they're going to say, enough is enough. This cannot represent the America that we want. This is not America. This is not freedom. This is totalitarianism.
That's right. And homosexuality is not about civil rights. Homosexuality is a moral wrong. And so this is the next civil rights movement here, and it's an anti-Christian attack, a systemic government organized and facilitated attacks against the freedom of religious expression and Christians. Well, you know, you hear these people misuse Christ's words, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, render unto God what is God's. Well, marriage is God's. Marriage is within God's purview. And what if Paul and what if the apostles had, when they were told, don't go and preach that gospel, don't go and preach the teachings of Jesus Christ, did they obey Caesar? Did they obey the government at that point? No, they did not. They went out and preached the gospel. They obeyed the teachings of Christ, which is what all Christians must do, and that includes telling the truth and responding accordingly to sexual immorality.
And Matt, you know, in the District of Columbia, the so-called Human Rights Amendment Act has recently passed on the consent agenda at the D.C. Council meeting. And what that does is it repeals any exemption for churches with regards to sexual orientation, gender identity. That means that this agenda now is coming directly at churches. Pastors, churches, church leaders, Christians, you're going to have to make a decision. You can no longer run from this intolerant agenda. You can no longer hide. You can no longer put it to the back of the burner. You're going to have to stop your fleeing from this. You're going to have to stand your ground, and you're going to have to fight. This is a battle that is coming as a direct collision with religious freedom. Visit Liberty Council. Stand with us as we stand for those around the country against this tyrannous agenda. Go to lc.org. Remember, any contribution to Liberty Council between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Double the impact of your giving by giving to Liberty Council between now and midnight, December 31. Any contribution of any amount, however many times you give, between now and the end of the year, will be doubled. So this is a time to turn $25 into $50. Your contribution of $50 becomes $100. Activate the matching challenge grant. A donor has come forth to say that donor will donate a match for the contributions given to Liberty Counsel. So do that between now and the end of the year, and you can bless this ministry and increase and double the impact of your giving. We need to end 2014 strong and be prepared for the battles that will be facing us in 2015. And this agenda that we're facing is one that I believe will be a turning point in America. Stand with us as we stand for life, liberty, and family. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.